Good morning, church. Let us pray, please. Loving Father, we want to bless your name for a time such as this. I pray, Lord, that you speak to us from your holy word, that we be nourished from your word, that at the end of this portion of the service, we look back and say that, Lord, you are good unto us. To you be all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 3:16-17. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The topic this morning is the work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. The work of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. So here in the passage we just read, after Jesus' baptism, we see that the Holy Spirit descended upon him, testifying of who Jesus is or is going to be. And he, the Holy Spirit, was the one that did the work. So, one of the things I want us to know is that the fundamental truth of our faith is to recognize the divine works of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life. The Holy Spirit unites the believer with Christ and places him in the body of Christ, the church. The believer is united with Christ in his death, thereby enabling him to live a victorious life over sin. The believer is also controlled by the Holy Spirit as to yield to God and submit himself to God's word. So the Holy Spirit is very, very important in the life of any Christian. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit to a believer are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and the fear of the Lord. This Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 11, Isaiah 11, 2 and 3. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. So the Spirit of the Lord is what we are talking about today, that he is the one at work in your life, in my life, as a child of God. Then, who is the Holy Spirit? That is the question. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is a member of the Trinity, which is made up of three distinct persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These verses give us a beautiful picture of the Trinity, even though the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, but the Bible has explanations of three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was with the Father, God, in sending the Son, the Christ, to earth, according to Isaiah 48:16. The Spirit of God descended in sending this, the Spirit of God on Jesus. The Spirit of God descended on Jesus like a dove, and a voice from heaven, the Father said, "This is my Son, in whom, with whom I am well pleased," according to Matthew 3:16, where we just read. So, my brethren, he gave us an instruction. He says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." So, you are to go. I am to go. Thanks be to God that our brother and our sister, Vincent and Sue, just came back from obeying that command of going into the world to be ministers. How about you? When are you going to start yours, if you have not started? But remember, the calling is for every one of us to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Of all nations. Very soon, Vince and Sue will become Moroccans. Amen. Amen. So you see, they are learning about Morocco and other places of the world where they've gone to. So you need to be one of those that will be going out to be ministers of the gospel. He has called you. He has called me to be an ambassador, to be a representative. So do not run away from that responsibility of your calling, of my calling. You may not be called to be a full-time minister, but remember, you have been called. I have been called. Every one of you who've accepted Christ as a Lord and personal Savior have been called to be an ambassador of Christ. So, don't run away anymore. Don't run away anymore. Ironically, some people have wrongly thought of the Holy Spirit as more as it than he, a writer wrote. But Jesus said about this, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will tell you about the future or guide you into all truth," according to John 16 verse 3. When the Holy Spirit comes upon, he will guide you about the truth. The truth is the word of God. And it's also Jesus himself. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So you are to go and be a witness to the truth of the word of God. Don't run away. You have been called. You have been called, my brother, my sister. Don't run away anymore. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to your heart, to your mind, and follow when you hear that calling. Like I said before, you may not go to Morocco like they've been called. You may go to Nigeria. Yeah. Yes. Nigeria needs you. Yeah, you need to come over there. Come over to Nigeria and help us. Yes, the work there is plentiful. And therefore, you may come over there. Many of you know some people who've gone to Nigeria from this church long time ago. You know, do you remember some of them? Called Fukwe and Christian Fukwe. The father and daughter, they went with us. And Steve Kukuburg, David Mastron, and I forgot the other people. They have gone with us to minister there in Nigeria. So don't run away. You can be one. You can be one of those that will go with us. But if you can't go, you can pray. If you can pray. Hallelujah. Did you see that demonstration? Yeah. Did I say anything? Okay. So now, number two, what are the characteristics of the Holy Spirit? The biblical descriptions demonstrate the Holy Spirit has characteristics of a personality. For example, the Holy Spirit has mind. The Holy Spirit has mind. Romans 8:27 says, "Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." He has a mind and he makes intercession. Remember, when you cannot pray, the Holy Spirit can help you in your prayers. He does that. He specializes in doing all such things. He has a mind. Not only that he has a mind, he has a will. He has a will. And the will of God is that you and I will be living witnesses to those around us. Do you know that some people are tired of reading the Bible, but they want to read the Bible in you, in me? They want to see you, who call yourself a Christian, that you are living a Christ-like life. You are a Christian, someone who is like Christ. You are living a Christ-like life. Am I living a Christ-like life? If people are tired of reading the Bible, can they read the Bible in you? Can they read that? If they can't, then something is wrong somewhere. So that's the more reason why you have to ask yourself some questions. Am I doing the will of God? Am I doing the things I'm supposed to do as a child of God? As a Christ-like person. The Holy Spirit has emotion. The Holy Spirit has emotion. According to Isaiah 63:10, "But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them." He has emotion. You can grieve the Holy Spirit. I can grieve the Holy Spirit. But when we grieve the Holy Spirit, well, we continue to allow the Holy Spirit to be grieved all the time in our lives. And you may ask the question, how can I grieve the Holy Spirit? When you sin against the Holy Spirit. When you do things that you are not supposed to do as a child of God, you are grieving the Holy Spirit of God. So I don't need to continue to grieve the Holy Spirit. I need to be doing things that are right as a child of God, as a candidate unto heaven. You need to be doing things that are right so that I don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do you know also that the Holy Spirit intercedes for you? When you do not know what to pray and how to pray, the Holy Spirit intercedes for you, according to Romans 8:16. The Holy Spirit intercedes for you, intercedes for me. The Holy Spirit also teaches us. He teaches us the Word of God. John 14:26 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said." Did he say one thing or two things? No. He said what? How many? All things. He will give to your remembrance all things that he has taught you, that he has taught me. He will reveal that. All things. So, but are you allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you all things, to remind you all things that you have read from the Word of God? He, the Holy Spirit, comforts us, according to verse 16 of John 14. John 14. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. So this Holy Spirit will abide with you, will abide with me forever. So my brother, my sister, he will not leave you comfortless. Remember, as a comforter, he is one that goes alongside of us. Just like when you have a lawyer will go with you to the court and he will defend you. That is the work of the Holy Spirit to you as a child of God, to me as a child of God. He will intercede. He will comfort. He will do things that you are not able to do by yourself. If you allow him. If you allow him. He will not force you against your will. He will not force me against my will. That's why the Bible tells us that we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit. When we grieve the Holy Spirit, then he will start move away from us for a while until we make peace with him again, until we confess our sins before him. Then he will be restored. But when you continue in your iniquity, the Bible says, are we going to continue in our sins so that grace will abound? And we are told, me ignito, may it never be that we will continue in our sins. May it never be. May it never be that I will continue my sin or you will continue in your sin. Me ignito, may it never be. So you need to confess your sins. I need to confess my sins and move out of it. Allow the Holy Spirit to take you out of that condition you are in. When that happens, you become a child of God. And in Romans 8:16, we are told that he bears witness or testifies about us. Do you know that when you receive the degree, BA, born again into the kingdom of God, you are a child of God. And the Holy Spirit will be testifying that you have graduated, that you are now a child of God because you have the degree, BA, being born again into the kingdom of God. So if you have not received that degree and you are here this morning, you need to get that degree. Many of you may have received the worldly degree, BA, being born again, Bachelor of Arts, whatever. But those are just meal ticket. But you need the best BA, being born again into the kingdom of God. So you need that. So I need it. But I thank God I got it 50-something years ago. Yeah, that's when I received my degree, BA, be born again into the kingdom of God. So if you have not received yours, pray that you get yours. Hallelujah. He guides believers into all truth and tells them about the future. The Holy Spirit guides believers and tells them about the future. The future that Jesus is coming back again. And that when he comes, he's going to take you. He's going to take me with him. Are you ready for him to take you with you on the resurrection day? On that last day when Christ comes, the trumpet will sound. And those who are in Christ, they will rise. And they will get up and meet him in the air. Are you going to be one of those? Or will you be left behind? Be like Judas? No way, Jose. You need to be resurrected with all the saints of God because Jesus has come and the future is in his hand. The Holy Spirit grieves and intercedes for us. We said this before. The Holy Spirit gives joy. He gives joy. Have you received the joy of the Lord in your heart? If you have not, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to give you joy, give you happiness. But remember, happiness, you can get it when your wife cooks a good soup for you, and you're happy. Yeah, that lasts for a while. But joy lasts longer. So you can get things this way. Buy it, go to this grocery store, buy a nice thing, a nice clothes, and then you, oh, I look that way, I look fine, I look, yes, you're happy. But you need the joy of the Lord to be your strength. The joy of the Lord should be your strength at all times. When that happens, my brother, my sister, you will not regret being a child of God. He leads and can be resisted. Many of us resist the Holy Spirit. Many people resist the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't do that anymore. We should allow the Holy Spirit to walk in us. When he walks in us, he will strengthen us. He will encourage us because that is his business. And furthermore, the Holy Spirit can be quenched and also can be blasphemed against. How can you quench the Holy Spirit when you are not doing what you're supposed to do as a child of God? You quench the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We have this flesh. It's very weak. Do you know that? This flesh is very weak. Without the Holy Spirit of God in you, you will be dancing to please the flesh. But with the Holy Spirit of God in you, you'll be able to defeat the enemy, the flesh. And that's why our brother Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, that, what does he say there? Ephesians 5, 18. Ephesians 5, 18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You are not under the law because you are led by the Spirit. Our flesh is always fighting with our spirit. But he also now tells us about the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. If I am a child of God and the Holy Spirit is controlling me, is ruling in me, and not this flesh, this will be the fruit that you are going to produce. But if the flesh is the one controlling you, this is the result of the flesh ruling in your life. The same Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, abuse of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you before, just as I told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. This flesh is fighting against the Spirit of God in you. So do not allow this flesh to dominate. By you being spiritually minded all the time, not carnally minded, not fleshly minded, you'll be able to defeat the enemy. But when you turn your flesh to be used of Satan all the time, then you'll be grieving the Holy Spirit of God. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God that is in you, that is in me. We should not do that. We should not do that because we have been given the Holy Spirit who does all this work in you and in me. Said, then the next question is, reasons why God gives the Holy Spirit to the believers. The Holy Spirit is the agent in the new birth. He serves as the believer's identifying mark, a promise and a guarantee. He gives us the Holy Spirit not only to enable us to live out a Christian life, also to prove that we are precious in His sight. The Holy Spirit works with the Father and the Son in the life of a believer to make him pleasing to God, which is His ultimate purpose for saving the believer. The Holy Spirit has been given to you, so that you will not live on your own. You will not be doing all this work by yourself, because we cannot do it by ourselves. You cannot. I cannot. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to lead you, to lead me, to living a righteous life, to live a holy life. Remember, no filthiness in the sight of God. God doesn't want that. And therefore, you and I should be conscious of that. So, why Christians need the Holy Spirit? The manifestation of the Holy Spirit altogether are what forms the Spirit-filled life. The Holy Spirit helps believers conquer their sin nature. He will help us make the right decision if we listen to His advice. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, according to Romans 8, verse 16. That the Holy Spirit in you bears witness. I mean, the Spirit of God bears His witness with you that you are a child of God. That I am a child of God. He testifies that you are a child of God. The Holy Spirit does that. That you are a child of God. And you have to be happy that you are a child of God. That you have received that degree. B.A. Being born again into the kingdom of God. And the Holy Spirit will produce godly qualities in our lives. When we depend on His leading, He helps develop godly qualities known as the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, just like as I read before. The Holy Spirit helps us follow God's guidelines by giving us the power to maintain a meaningful relationship. If we listen and stay focused on Jesus, we won't miss the mark. And what is the mark that you and I can miss? According to 1 John 3:4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that He was manifested to take away our sins. And in Him, there is no sin. So, we need to abide by the Spirit's guidance. So, when we abide in Spirit's guidance, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. He encourages us to seek God's approval above mere man's praises. We will seek God's glory above our glory when we submit completely to the Holy Spirit. He makes following Christ a joy rather than a burden. You and I will not be a burden because of the Holy Spirit of God living in us. But when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to live in us, then something wrong happens. 1 Thessalonians Chapter 2, verse 4. But we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. Even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God who testifies in our heart. God testifies in our heart. We are not men pleasers. We are God pleasers. If you are only trying to please men, then something is wrong. You should work to please God. The Holy Spirit opens our spiritual eyes. The deep secret things of the Lord belong to his children. We can't know them except God reveals them to us through his Holy Spirit. So, my brethren, I want us to know this. To enjoy the company and manifestation of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we must endeavor to see that he is not lied to, grieved, extinguished, resisted, insulted, or blasphemed. So when we do all this, when we continue to do those things, we are not doing the work the Holy Spirit has entrusted into our lives. But we have to shun these bad behaviors, bad attitudes, and that will show that truly something new has happened in our lives. Do you know you are God's masterpiece, which means that his Spirit is working in your life to make you more like Christ? That gives you a purpose for pursuing Christ-like living. Let's go home and pick up from where we lack. I ask the Spirit of the living God to motivate us to live righteously to him. So we need to live a righteous life because of the Holy Spirit that has been entrusted into our care or into our lives. So when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, then something new will start happening. Pastor Trickett had wanted me to share a little bit of our mission. Before I pray, I want us to know, many of you know that I came back from Nigeria in August. I went in June and came back in August. And I thank God for what he has been doing with my wife and I since 1994, when our ministry started. And our ministry started in 1994, but the school itself started in 1999. So by God's grace, as of last school year, we had 800 and something students at the school. The school runs from preschool to 12th grade. So God has been at work. So we thank God. And this last summer when I was there, there were some necessary work that needed to be done, which many of you are witnesses to, in the sense that you received the newsletter. And you also pray for us and also donate to the ministry. So one of the necessary things that I did when I was there is the landscaping of the premises. Because of the rain that falls there, we get up to 120 inches of rainfall. You see, you get 5 to 10 inches, everybody continue to... But we get 120 inches of rainfall every year there. So our landscaping, you need to do something on it. And by God's grace, we were able to do part of the school building. I mean, concrete of the premises. So I did that. And one other thing that happened while I was there is that the day I arrived in Nigeria, the school was doing its inter-house sports. They didn't know that I was coming. I just came in there. They were surprised to see me. And I participated. That's how I observed our students doing inter-house sports. That is the secondary school students. And they did a good job. And one other mighty thing the Lord did for us. Spelling bee is practiced by many schools in our state. Our state is called Imo State. Do you know what? Our school came second throughout the whole state. Then they went to represent the state in the national level where many schools were there. But this time, they didn't make it. But by God's grace, next time they will make it. But for the state, for them coming second in the state, we were really happy that the Lord made it for us to be able to do that. So it is your prayers, it is your giving, your support, all those things that are really helping us to do what we are able to do. And my wife arrived on July 31st. I started coming back on August 4th. Only 4 days interval. She is still there and will be there till October. So we are doing God's work. Pray, pray and pray for her. We really appreciate that. So this work that God has entrusted into our care, we have been doing it and we continue to do it. And when I come back here, I don't fold my hands. I'm always busy. I'm a substitute teacher. So just like we have a school from pre-K to 12th grade, I sub from pre-K to 12th grade here too. So I'm doing that work too. So please be praying for us. We need your prayers. We need your support. May God bless you.